The Stranger Beside Me, written and read by Anne Rule.
This story began in 1974 as an entirely different work. It was to have been a crime reporter's chronicling of a series of inexplicable murders of beautiful young women, and my life certainly was going to be no part of it. It has evolved instead into an intensely personal story, one of a unique friendship that somehow transcended the facts that my research produced, because as the years passed, I learned that the stranger at the very vortex of an ever-spreading police probe wasn't a stranger at all. He was my friend, Ted Bundy. When Ted and I met in 1971, I was a plumpish mother of four, almost 35, getting close to a divorce. Ted was 24, and he was brilliant, handsome, a senior in psychology at the University of Washington. Chance made us partners on the crisis lines at Seattle's Crisis Clinic, and we worked together every Sunday night and every Tuesday night all night long. An almost instant rapport made us friends. I was a volunteer on the phones, and Ted was a work-study student earning about $2 an hour. He looked forward to law school, and for my part, I was hoping that my fledgling career as a freelance writer might grow into something that would provide a full-time income for my family. In 1968, I began work as the Northwest correspondent for True Detective magazine.